The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 43, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 24th, 2013, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Pada Aravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Anta Gata Sva Vivarena Shakara Tesham Sankshobhyam Akshara Jusham Api Chitta Tandha Tasya Ravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
Tasya Ravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu
Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu
Antargataspa Vivarena Chakara Desham
Antargataspa Vivarena
Sankshobham akshara dusham api chitta tanvo Tasya ravinda nayanasya padaravinda nayanasya padaravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antargatasva Vivarena Chakara Tesham Antargatasva Vivarena Chakara Tesham Sankshobhyamaksha Dadusham Apichitta Tanvo Sankshobhyamaksha Dadusham Apichitta Tanvo Tasya
of him
Aravinda Nayanasya of the lotus-eyed Lord. Pada Aravinda of the lotus feet. Kinjalka with the toes. Mishra mixed. Tulasi the tulsi sleeves. Makaranda fragrance. Vayu breeze. Antagata entered within. Svavivarena through their nostrils. Shakara made. Tesham of the Kumaras. Sankshobham agitation for change. Akshara Dusham attached to impersonal Brahman realization.
движущийся к осознанию безличностного Брахмана.
Happy, even though, chittatanvo, in both mind and body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the breeze, carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. Purport. It appears from this verse that the four Kumaras were impersonalists or protagonists of the philosophy of monism because becoming one with the Lord. But as soon as they saw the Lord's features, their minds changed. In other words, the impersonalist who feels transcendental pleasure in striving to become one with the Lord is defeated when he sees the beautiful transcendental features of the Lord. Because of the fragrance of his lotus feet, carried by the air and mixed with the aroma of tulsi, their minds changed. Instead of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, they thought it wise to be devotees. Becoming a servitor of the lotus feet of the Lord is better than becoming one with the Lord.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shimishagan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine.
Nirvana, Nirvana Vilambitani. This term describes Krishna consciousness, bhakti. Nirvana is a very attractive thing.
Nirvana is ļoti pievilcīga.
To be free from the material sufferings.
Atbrīvoties no materiālā ciešanā.
To emerge into Brahman.
Saplūst ar Brahmanu.
It's a very attractive thing.
Tas ir kaut kas ļoti pievilcīgs.
But it pales into insignificance.
But salīdzinoši ar ko citu, tas ir mazsvarīgs.
When compared to the beauty of the Lord.
Ja mēs salīdzinām to ar Dieva Kunga skaistumu.
What is the proof?
Un kā to var pierādīt?
Here is the proof.
Šeit šis pierādījums ir.
The four Kumaras were Brahman realized.
Šie četri Kumari, viņi bija apzinājušies Brahmanu.
But they forgot the Brahman realization.
But viņi aizmirsa par savu Brahman
apzināšanos. By this experience of Krishna, by experiencing Krishna.
Izjūtot Krishna.
So why waste time trying to merge in Brahman?
Kāpēc gan veltīgi derēt savu laiku cenšoties saplūst ar Brahman?
When even those who have achieved Brahman reject Brahman.
Ja pat tie, kas ir sasnieguši Brahmanu, no šī Brahmana atsakās.
As some kind of inferior position.
Kā no kaut kā tāda, kas ir zemāks.
The intelligent person goes for the highest thing.
Saprātīgs cilvēks izvēlas pašu augstāko.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishnas apziņa.
Krishna consciousness is so amazing.
Krishnas apziņa ir tik apbrīnojama.
It's described as avyayam.
Tā tiek aprakstīta kā avyayam.
Inexhaustible.
Viņa nekad nebeidzas.
In this material world, you may have some opulence.
Materiālā pasaulē var būt kāda bagātība.
But that opulence is vyayam, it's exhaustible.
Bet šī bagātība ir vyayam, tai pienāk gals.
I may have $100 in my pocket.
Varbūt man ir kabatā $100.
But that is vyayam, it's exhaustible.
Bet tie ir vyayam, viņus var iztērēt.
Because as soon as I spend that $100, my pocket is now empty.
Tāpēc, ka līdz ko esmu iztērējis šos $100, mana kabata ir tukša.
Even Brahman is vyayam, exhaustible.
Līdzīgi arī Brahmans ir vyayam, jeb tam pienāk gals.
As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kā to apstiprina Srimad Bhagavatam.
Arūya krishchena parang padam pata patanyato nadyata dushmadangrayaha. Even those who achieve impersonal Brahman realization, patanti at ho, they fall down again to this material existence.
Pat tie, kas apzinās bezpersonisko brāmanu, ir spiesti nokrist atpakaļ materiālajā eksistencē.
So, material opulence is exhaustible.
Tāpēc materiālai bagātībai pienāk gals.
Even Brahman realization is exhaustible.
Pat brāmana apziņai pienāk gals.
So, why are we wasting our energies?
Kāpēc gan mēs tērējam savu enerģiju?
Striving for that which is exhaustible.
Cenšoties sasniegt to, kas ir izsmeļams.
This is abuddha, unintelligence.
Tas ir abuddha, tas ir nesaprātīgi.
Those who are actually buddha.
Tie, kas patiesībā ir buddha.
Those who are actually learned.
Tie, kas patiesībā ir mācīti.
They don't waste their time going after material opulence.
Viņi veltīgi netērē savu laiku cenšoties sasniegt materiālu bagātību.
Nor do they waste their time going after Brahman realization.
Un viņi arī netērē savu laiku cenšoties sasniegt Brahman apzināšanos.
They are interested in that which is avyayam, inexhaustible.
Viņi ir interesēti tajā, kas ir avyayam, neizsmeļams.
Anandam buddhi vardhanam, that is their interest.
Anandam buddhi vardhanam, tas ir tas, kas viņus interesē.
Do you know what is that anandam buddhi vardhanam?
Jūs zināt, ko šie vārdi nozīmē?
Ananda means transcendental bliss.
Ananda ir pārpasaulīgā laime.
Ambudi means ocean.
Ambudi ir okeāns.
And vardhanam means ever increasing, ever expanding.
Un vardhanam nozīmē vienmēr augošs, tas, kas vienmēr paplašinās.
So, any happiness you may have in this material world.
Jebkura laime, kas jums ir šeit materiālajā pasaulē.
Vyayam, it's exhaustible.
Vyayam, tā ir izsmeļama.
But if you come to this Krishna bhakti,
bet ja jūs nonākat līdz šim Krishna bhakti,
anandam buddhi vardhanam, it is avyayam, inexhaustible.
Tas ir avyayam, tas ir neizsmeļams.
It's an ever-increasing ocean of transcendental bliss.
Un tas ir vienmēr pieaugošs pārpasaulīgās laimes okeāns.
Nectar.
Tas ir nektār.
Nectar. Nectar, nectar, more nectar.
Vēl nektārs, vēl un vēl nektārs.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir Krishnas apziņa.
Never a dull moment.
Nav ne brīža, kas būtu galvenais.
Ever more exciting.
Tas ir aizvien vairāk iedvesmojoši.
Ever more thrilling.
Un aizvien vairāk.
Ever more dynamic.
Un tas ir vienmēr dinamisks.
Ever more uplifting.
Un mūs pacelājoši.
Ever more exhilarating.
Un vēl aizraujoši.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir Krishnas apziņa.
I mean, it's better than sex.
Tas ir labāk par seksu.
I was reading the other day in Prabhupāda's books an amazing statement.
Es nesen izlasīju Prabhupāda's grāmatās ļoti tādu īpašu izteicienu.
Srila Prabhupada was saying how the residents of Vaikuntha Loka, they cannot understand how the people of this material world can be so fascinated by sex pleasure.
Tad ir teiks par to, ka Vaikuntha Lokas iedzīvotāji nespēja saprast to, kā šis materiālās pasaules iemītniekus tik ļoti aizrauj prieks, ko dot seks.
It doesn't make any sense to them. How they can be so engrossed by this gross thing.
Tas ir prātam neaptverams, kā viņi ir tik ļoti iegrimuši un piesaistīti šādai rupjai lietai.
So how can we understand this mood of the Vaikuntha Vasis?
Bet kā gan mēs varam saprast šo Vaikuntha Vasī noskaņojumu?
Just imagine if you were traveling all over the world.
Iedomājieties, ka jūs ceļojat pa visu pasauli.
And you went to some country where people had this weird habit.
Un jūs ieradāties kādā valstī, kur cilvēkiem ir tāds savāds paradums.
Licking toilets.
Kuri laiza tualetes potes.
This is a national pastime.
Tas ir nacionālais paradums, nacionālais hobijs.
Whenever the people get free time, they go to the toilets, some dirty toilet, and they lick it with great delight.
Līdz ko viņiem ir kāds brīvs brīdis, tas viņi ar lielu entuziasmu dodas stuvāko tolti un sāk viņu laizīt.
Wouldn't you think they were really weird?
Sāk domāt, nu savādi gan šie ļaudis ir.
Licking dirty toilets?
Laizīt netīrs tolts.
I mean, how disgusting, it doesn't make any sense.
Cik tas ir pretīgi, no tā vispār, nu, tas ir nesaprotams.
It's their national pastime to lick dirty toilets.
Kā tas var būt, ka viņu nacionālais hobijs ir netīro tolšu laizīšana?
They sing songs about it.
Viņi dzied dziesmas par to.
They make billboards about it to sell commercial items.
Viņi pilsētā izliek reklāmas plakātus, lai pārdotu dažādus piedarus.
They make movies about it.
Viņi uzņem
licking dirty toilets.
Par netīro tolšu laizīšanu.
It wouldn't make any sense to us, you see. What kind of weird people are these?
Mums ir viedok raugoties, tam mēs neredzētu to, kā pilnīgi saprotam, tas pilnīgi bezjēdīgi.
So the residents of Vaikuntha Loka, they look at us like that.
Un Vaikuntha Lokas iedzīvotāji raugās uz mums tādā pašā veidā.
These people are really weird, they're really strange, they have this weird habit, you know.
Šie ļaudis šeit ir ļoti savādi, viņiem ir tāds jocīgs paradums.
They take licking dirty toilets as the most ecstatic thing in the world.
Viņi uzskata šo netīro tolšu laizīšanu par visu ekstātiskāko lietu šajā pasaulē.
So the point is that when you become Krishna conscious,
lieta ir tāda, kad mēs kļūstam, mēs sākam apzināties Krishna.
Material sense gratification becomes disgusting.
Tad materiālā jūtekļu apmierināšana no mūsu viedokļa raugoties kļūst pretīgi.
The idea of material sense gratification just makes you want to vomit.
Par doma par šo materiālo jūtekļu apmierināšanu izraisa mums melošu dūšu.
Because there is so much nectar in Krishna bhakti.
Tāpēc, ka Krishna bhakti ietver sevi tik daudz nektāru.
Unbelievably ecstatic, ever-increasing nectar.
Tas ir neticams, ekstātisks, vienmēr augošs nektārs.
As I many times quoted from Rupa Goswami.
Kā es daudzas reizes citāju no Rupa Goswami.
Tunde tandavani viteng vitanute tundavali labdiye. Karna krodha kadambani gatiyate kunabhi debraspiham. Sheta prangana sangani vijayate sarvanam kriyanam mitim. No jani janita kriyadbir amritai krishneti varnidvai. He says, I do not know how much nectar there is in these two syllables, Krishna.
Viņš saka, es nevaru pat iedomāties, cik daudz nektāri ir šajās divās zilbēs, Krishna.
Because whenever I say Krishna, Krishna dances on my tongue.
Tāpēc, ka katreiz, kad es saku Krishna, Krishna dejo uz manas mēles.
And there's so much nectar oozing out from Krishna that my one little tongue just can't capture all of it.
Un tik daudz nektāra nāk no Krishnas, ka mana mēle nespēja visu to notvert.
So I must have millions of tongues.
Tāpēc man vajag miljoni mēļu.
And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Un kad Krishna ieiet manu ausu atveres,
there are so many oceans and oceans of unlimited nectar oozing out from Krishna that my two little ears can't capture hardly any of it.
Tad no Krishnas sūcas tik daudz šī pārpasaulīgā nektāra, ka mani mazie ausu caurumi nespēja to visu.
Therefore, I require.
Tāpēc es lūdzu.
Millions and billions and trillions of years.
Lai man būtu miljoniem un miljardiem ausu.
But our position is, and we hear Krishna's name, we fall asleep.
Bet mūsu stāvoklis ir tāds, kad mēs izdzirdam Krishnas vārdu un mēs aizmiegam.
That's our fallen position.
Tāds ir mūsu kritušais stāvoklis.
We are caught up in the modes of nature.
Mēs esam materiālās dabas gunu saistīti.
But Rupa Goswami continues, he says, and when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart,
Rupa Goswami turpina, bet kad Krishna dejo manas sirds pagalmā.
Did you know that Krishna not only dances with the gopis?
Vai jūs zinat to, ka Krishna dejo ne tikai ar gopi?
He will also dance in your own heart. He will dance in your heart.
Ka viņš dejos arī jūsu sirdī.
And when Krishna dances in your heart, your mind will be completely conquered.
Un kad Krishna dejo jūsu sirdī, tad jūsu prāts ir pilnīgi uzvarēts.
And you will be stunned, paralyzed in a state of transcendental ecstasy.
Un jūs būsiet pilnīgi pārakmeņojies pārpasaulīgā ekstāzē.
You may say, but Sankarshan Prabhu, I don't feel that when I chant Hare Krishna.
Jūs varat teikt, bet Sankarshan Prabhu, es nejūtu šādu pārpasaulīgu ekstāzi, kad es...
I mean, I'm just trying to get my rounds done, period. Somehow get them finished.
Tā vietā, lai sajust šādu ekstāzi.
Well, this is a very exalted state, actually, Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami ļoti runā par ļoti...
He is experiencing pure ruchi, nama ruchi.
Tāpēc, ka viņš izjūt tīru ruchi, tīru nama ruchi.
And even higher than that, actually.
Un pat ko augstāk par to.
So, we are not tasting nama ruchi at the present time. Why is that?
Pašreizajā brīdī un laikā mēs neizjūtam nama ruchi.
We are not getting nama ruchi because our hearts are muchi.
Mēs nejūtam šo nama ruchi, tāpēc, ka mūsu sirdis ir muchi.
Instead of ruchi, we got muchi.
Ruchi vietā mēs saņemam muchi.
So how do we get out of the muchi to get ruchi?
Kā gan mēs izkļūstam laukā no šī muchi, lai saņemtu ruchi?
We have to be suchi.
Mums jābūt suchi.
So if you want to get from muchi to ruchi, you got to become suchi.
Lai jūs no muchi saņemtu ruchi, jums ir jābūt suchi.
So how do you become suchi? You have to follow the pathway of bhakti. You have to have faith in the process. That's called shraddha. You have to associate with devotees. You have to dedicate yourself to Sri Guru, that's called bhajana kriya. Accepting the orders of your spiritual masters, your life and soul.
Pieņemot savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumus kā savu visu dzīvi, pieņemot to sirdi un dvēseli.
And then by following the orders of your spiritual master.
Un tad sekojot garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
Then you achieve a stage called anartha nivritti.
Jūs sasniedzat stāvokli, ko sauc par anartha nivritti.
That is a very, very important stage that we all have to achieve.
Un tas ir ļoti, ļoti svarīgs stāvoklis, kas visiem mums ir jāsasniegt.
Just imagine you're going on a very long, arduous journey.
Iedomājieties, jūs ejat ļoti grūtu un garu ceļu.
You have to cross over the mountain to a paradise.
Jums jāpāriet pāri kalnam, lai sasniegt.
You're going up. It's a very struggle, going up a steep, steep mountain.
Ejot pa ļoti stāvu kalna taku.
And once you get to the top, then it's very easy. Just glide into the destination.
Bet kad jūs esat pašā augšā, tad pēc tam jūs būs ļoti viegli, jūs vienkārši nolaižaties līdz
In a garden conversation in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada revealed this amazing thing to us. He said that up to the stage of anarjana vritti, it's a struggle to practice Krishna consciousness. And he said, after anarjana vritti, the process is automatic.
But viņš teica, bet pēc anarjana vritti šis ceļš ir process notiek pats par sevi.
Can you imagine being automatically Krishna conscious at every minute?
Iedomājieties, ka jūs bez kādas piepūles automātiski
without even trying to be Krishna.
But necenšoties to darīt.
Without any struggle at all, automatically being Krishna conscious at every minute.
Bez kādas piepūles jūs automātiski dabiski izjūtat Krishna sapni.
That's after the anarjana vritti. That's once anarjana vritti is fully achieved.
Tas notiek pēc anarjana vritti, pēc brīža, kad anarjana vritti pilnībā sasniegts.
So the point is, now we are struggling.
Un doma ir tāda, ka mēs ne tikai
struggling to wake up in the morning. Struggling to control our tongues. Struggling to control our minds. Struggling to keep our anger under control. Struggling to keep our false egos from flaring up.
Mēs cenšamies savu viltus ego panākt to, lai šis mūsu viltus ego, mūsu viltus
sometimes
mātība neuzliesmotu.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Un reizēm tas ir grūti.
Why sometimes? A lot of the time it's difficult.
Kāpēc gan reizēm? Tas patiesībā ļoti bieži tas ir grūti.
Isn't it?
Vai tā nav?
A lot of the time it's very difficult.
Bieži tas ir ārkārtīgi grūti.
So we have to persevere.
Tāpēc mums ir jāpieliek pūles.
Even in the Chinese wisdom, the I Ching, we read, perseverance furthers.
Tāpēc ir tāds gudrs ķīniešu izteiciens, ka mums ir, mums nevajag padoties, ka tas, kas nenoiet no ceļa, tas būs panākums.
So we should have a quality called forbearance.
Tāpēc mums jābūt šādā īpašībā, kā izturība, pacietība, izturība.
Determination.
Apņēmība.
Or in English we always throw things together in cog words, stick-to-itiveness.
Ir tāds angļu, ka izteicies, ka saliek divus vārdus kopā, ka
stick-to-itiveness. So if we in this way we persevere through the storm,
tā kā teiksim, ja kāds bētras laikā viņš nenoiet no kursa,
that day will come and we'll achieve anarjana vritti.
Un ja mēs tā spējam to izdarīt, pienāks brīdis, kad mēs sasniegsim anarjana vritti.
And we will automatically progress to the further stages of nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prema.
Un mēs dabiskā veidā sasniegsim šīs pieminētās tālākās stadijas.
So don't feel bad if you're having a hard time in Krishna consciousness.
Tāpēc nenolaidiet, lai jums nenolaidžas rokas, ja jums ir grūti to darīt Krishna sapratā.
It's natural for us neophytes to have a hard time.
Tas ir dabiski mums, kā neofītiem, ir tas, ka mums ir iesākumā grūti.
Be patient.
Esiet pacietīgi.
Don't give it up.
Nepadodieties.
Chant your at least 16 rounds every day faithfully.
Daudziniet katru dienu ar ticību vismaz 16 aplis.
Follow the regulator principles.
Sekojiet regulējušiem principiem.
Avoid the 10 nama parāds.
Izvairieties no 10 nama parādha.
And that day will come when you will fully realize Krishna.
Un pienāks tas brīdis, kad jūs pilnībā apzināsieties Krishnu.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad mēs varam pajautāt, vai ir kādi jautājumi.
Yeah. Yes.
What is it like?
Yeah.
Man ir tādas fundamentālas šaubas par visu procesu, vai ir kaut kas kā no tā izvairīties?
Varbūt tas arī patīk.
If I have some fundamental doubts about the process of bhakti, how can I maybe avoid that? Maybe there's some processes or things how to avoid that.
What is that?
If he has some fundamental doubts about process of Krishna consciousness, yeah. How could how can he avoid it? The doubts.
Yes. It is natural that one, in the beginning, we'll have doubts about the process of Krishna consciousness.
Tas ir pilnīgi dabiski, ka sākumā mums būs šaubas par Krishna sapziņas procesu.
When I was a young bhakta, I was advised very wisely in this connection.
Šajā sakarā, kad es biju jauns bhakta, man deva gudru padomu.
I was instructed that you should inquire and inquire and inquire until your intelligence is fully satisfied.
Man teica, ka vajag uzdot jautājumus līdz tam brīdim, kamēr mūsu saprāts būs pilnībā apmierināts.
So if you have a million doubts,
ja mums ir miljons šaubu,
then you must ask a million questions.
Tad jums jājautā miljons jautājumu.
And hear submissively the answers.
Un pazemīgi jābūt gatavam uzklausīt atbildes.
And if that generates further questions, ask those further. If that generates a billion questions, ask the billion questions.
Un ja tas rada vēl jautājums, ja tas rada miljards jautājumus, tad uzdodiet miljards jautājumus.
If you are sincerely seeking the absolute truth,
ja jūs patiesīgi meklējat absolūto patiesību,
and you sincerely inquire,
un jūs patiesīgi uzdodat jautājumu,
from the bona fide spiritual master,
tad paties garīgais skolotājs,
Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, anyone who is purely preaching this message.
Vai tas būtu Siksha Guru vai Diksha Guru, tas, kas patiesīgi sludina šo vēstījumu.
Then you will become free from doubts in due course.
No viņa uzdodas ņem, tad jūs atbrīvosieties no visām šaubām.
Try it, it works.
Pamēģiniet to, tas nostrādās.
Okay, Gurudas.
Kā atšķirt... Izaicinošu jautājumu uzdošanu no tādus pazemīga ar vēlēšanos dzirdēt patiesas atbildes jautājumu uzdošanu. How to distinguish between challenging inquiries and submissive inquiries?
Yes, how to distinguish between challenging inquiries and submissive inquiries? This is a very important question because challenging inquiries are a waste of time both of the spiritual master and of the inquirer.
Tas ir labs jautājums, tāpēc, ka izaicinoši jautājumi ir vienkārši laika tērēšana gan garīgam skolotājam, gan tam, kurš uzdot jautājumus.
Challenging means with an attempt to defeat spiritual master.
Izaicinošs jautājums ir jautājums ar ideju uzvarēt garīgo skolotāju.
Submissive means an attempt to defeat my own ignorance.
Pazemīgs jautājums ir jautājums ar mēķi uzvarēt manis paša neziņu.
Next question.
To the first question, isn't it once doubts goes away, once becomes free of doubts, if they have full faith in the spiritual master, words of the spiritual master, and Krishna. So all the doubts goes away about Krishna, because all the, isn't it that way?
So the question is, by faith in Guru and Krishna, do the doubts go away? And if that's certainly a fact, because it's stated in the Svetashvatara Upanishad 6:23.
Yes. Yeah. Vai nav tā, ka ja ir ticība Guru un Krišnam, tad visas šaubas līdz ar to arī pazūgs un
Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite kitita hirata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed.
Tiem, kuriem ir pilnīga ticība, nelokāma ticība Guru un Krishna, tiek atklāta visa vēdu rakstu patiesība.
So if you will hold on to the words of the spiritual master and the words of Krishna as your very life and soul, then you can pass through the valley of doubts without being damaged by them.
Tāpēc var teikt, ka ja mēs turamies pie Guru un Krishnas vārdiem, kā to teikt, visiem. Savu, tad mēs spēsim iziet cauri šai šaubu ielēji.
Any other questions? Yes.
Krishna guru проверяет или играет? Как это понять? Вот насчет гуру.
Is it like как он проверяет или?
Да, он устраивает проверки или играет. Показывает игры какие.
So is it like that Krishna guru sometimes tests us or they kind of playing with us in some cases?
No, Krishna is always trying to. Krishna is not trying to put any impediments in your pathway to make it difficult for you.
Krishna necenšas radīt kaut kādus šķēršļus mūsu ceļā, lai padarītu mūsu dzīvi grūtāku.
Krishna is doing everything to facilitate your becoming his pure devotee at every minute.
Krishna ik mirkli rada visas iespējas, lai jums būtu vieglāk kļūt par tīru vaktu.
He's not making it hard on you, he's making it easy on you.
Viņš neizturās pret jums tā ļoti strikti, viņš pacenšas padarīt jums ceļu vieglāku.
So, whatever difficulties we experience, that's our foolishness.
Tāpēc, ja mēs izjūtam kaut kādas grūtības, tā ir mūsu pašu muļķība.
Any other question? Yes.
Если персоналисты считают безличный аспект высшим, почему кумары так хотели увидеть личный образ Господа?
If impersonalists consider the impersonal Brahman aspect the highest, why did kumaras were so eager to see the personality of Godhead?
Because they... The breeze carrying the aroma of the tulsi leaves enter their nostrils.
Tāpēc, ka šī tulasi lapiņu, šis tulasi lapiņu aromāts, viņi sajūta savās nāstīs tulasi lapiņu aromātu.
Just see the potency of tulsi devi.
Jūs varat ar to redzēt, cik kāds spēks piemīt tulsi devi.
Just the aroma of the tulsi leaves entering their nostrils transform them from monist into bhaktas.
Kā pietika šo tulasi lapiņu aromātu, lai tas pilnīgi pārvērstu viņus no monistiem par bhaktām.
So, why is that? Why? Why did that happen like that?
Kāpēc, ka tas tā notik?
Tulsi is not an ordinary plant.
Tulsi nav parasts augs.
Tulsi Devi is the purest devotee of Krishna.
Tulsi Devi ir vistīrākā Krishnas bhakta.
So just by associating with Tulsi Devi, by seeing her, by bowing down to her, by watering her.
Un tāpēc vienkārši esot kopā ar Tulsi Devi, aplaistot to, noliecoties viņas priekšā.
Simply by associating with this plant that we have right here in Riga.
Vienkārši esot kopā ar šo augu, kas mums ir pieejams arī šeit, tepat Rīgā.
We can become pure devotees like the Kumara.
Mēs varam kļūt par tīriem bhaktām, gluži kā Kumāri.
We simply have to worship Tulsi Devi with love in our hearts.
Mums vienkārši jāgodina Tulsi Devi ar mīlestību savās sirdīs.
Do not think she's simply some plant.
Nedomājiet, ka Tulsi Devi ir vienkārši kāds augs.
She is the greatest of the pure devotees.
Tulsi Devi ir dižākā no tīriem bhaktām.
And by her mercy we can achieve Krishna bhakti just like the Kumaras.
Un ar tās žēlastību mēs varam sasniegt Krishna bhakti gluži kā Kumāri.
So our time is up.
Tā mūsu laiks ir beidzies.
But we're having a wonderful program tonight. Tonight's lecture topic is this is the lecture about Prabhupada tonight, I think, isn't it? Special lecture about Srila Prabhupada tonight?
Yeah. Un mūs gaida ļoti iedvesmojoša jauna programmas daļa. Šovakar būs vakara lekcija par Srila Prabhupada.
So we look forward to seeing you all tonight.
Mēs gaidīsim jūs visus šeit arī šovakar.
May all of you have an ecstatic day full of Krishna bhakti.
Lai jums ir ekstātiska diena pilna ar Krishna bhakti.
Thank you very much.
Lielas paldies.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
It's great. Shriman Sankarshan Dasati Gauri Maharaj ki jai.
Eskandriga devotees ki jai.